encyclopedic world. You think about it, it's fantastic. On the Rambam, Hilchas, Sefer Zeron. If you don't have Mr. Brewer, take one. Take one of these two if you don't have. Mr. Brewer Base. So I mentioned we're going to say a few things before, on the previous sugya, which I discovered, and then we'll come to discuss some of the things in the present sugya. The previous sugya was Ores, you know, Greira, the Mishnah there. I found a few things in Abraham Kanevsky's beautiful parish. Thank you for the Mishnah Brewer, though. Again, if you don't have the Mishnah Brewer base, there's one here for you. This sefer was written on the Seder of the Rambam, and in the very last of his volumes, it's a four-volume work, I believe, as Hilchos Bikurim, followed by Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Those are the last two halakos and sefer Rambam's Zeroyim. So he goes in the Seder of the Rambam, and he does discuss something which I spoke about to you, the question of the Marit al-Ghazi. I'm reading you from the Hilchos Bikurim and the Rambam, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Aleph. Hamarev kemach chitin v'kemach orez v'osem en isa and yeshmar tam dogen chayeves v'chala v'imlav petura. Okay? So Reb Chaim discusses the various questions of the which we had spoken about. He has over here in Sifkot Pei. Again, Derech Amun of Reb Chaim Kanevsky Shlita. He writes as follows. On those words, Chayeves Pechala. He says, you know what? You don't even need wheat, which is Kedeh Chilas Pras, which is the Hay Revoim. You don't need it. You don't need five Revoim. You don't need Kedeh Chilas Pras. Nothing. Ram doesn't require anything. Now, he says, does Reb Chaim, that the Rambam is based upon Greira. I have my doubts. Rambam never mentioned a word about Greira. We thought that maybe the Bavli and Rishami are disagreeing with respect to Greira. Zu das Rabbein. This is the opinion of the Rambam. Some say, Mikazayas dechilas pras of made of Dagon. Some suggest. Okay? And then the Oris counts as well. Some say you need the Shear 5 Revoim of Dagon, then the Oris counts itself. It seems to be the opinion of the Ramban. Some say, opinion of the Ravid, no, the Oris never counts. These four sheets we spoke about, if you recall, last week, but the Rav Chaim Kanevsky Shalita in his Sifkot and Pei in Perek Vav and Hilchos Bikurim summarizes the various opinions. Okay? Now, here he makes the following comment. This is the critical comment, Reb Osam. This is only if you have rice and wheat. What if it's different types? No gray room. Fine. Now what happens? Now, so you're always going to be potter. Well, that's what? You have the majority of Dagon, Tam Dagon, and five Revoim, which is the Shear, which is Chayav Chala, in the Dagon Sheba. So the footnote, and it was called Tzion Halacha, Kuf Nun Ches, he writes as follows. Evshur de Ladas Arosh Nepach Ha'isa Leheter, Shar minim mashlimim lashir v'schayvim v'tzarachim. That's exactly what we spoke about. He's not sure about this very point. Efshar, but maybe not. We thought we would know that the answer was no. Despite the fact that some gedolim thought the answer to this question was yes. That's point number one from Chaim Kanevsky's Derech Amunah, what he called Siyun HaHaloch. I want to make one more point from him before we go back to our topic for today, which he has over here in the what he calls the Bir Halacha. He suggests over here that even the Rosh requires Greira. That's not the way the Divrei Yecheskel concluded. And he says so too with the Rambam, as we had mentioned before. But we thought not that way. because we already had the shach, if you recall, that was against the, did not require, was not based upon greira, made no distinction between chitim and oriz and other things. The Rambam is unclear, because the Rambam, it's true, does mention chitim and oriz, doesn't discuss other minim, but he never mentions the word greira either. Those are my two comments, just to show what the sefer looks like, what a gavaldik sefer. We'll be coming back to the sefer as we go. Okay, Rabbi Elsai, fine. Now we go back to the sugya, which we've been spending a lot of time on the last few days. And I'm not going to start from the very, very beginning this time around. Spent too many times starting from the very beginning. But this time I want to show you, everyone should have a Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Sheni. So I have one. There's another 8 of them piled on my desk. Please, if you don't have a Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Sheni, take one off my desk right now. We're opening up to the Shulchan Aruch together, Rabbi Elsai. Simen Kuf Samaches Sif Yud Gimel. Everyone please take. Let's learn together. Afilu davar shebli loso ova im bishla o tigna ein mevarech alea hamotzi afilu shiyesh alea turisa denama vafilu nischaiva bechala. Why? The birchas hamotzi ein aholech ela acha shas afiyo. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? He paskins against the carbon of sana, right? He says beferish that you would not be chayev to make a bruch of hamotzi, and the source for this psak that there's no hamotzi is the Rabbeinu Yerucham quoting the Beis Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yona in the Sefta Brachos and the sugya which we already saw. Next, the yesh cholkin, the omrim, the kol shetchila sa'isa ova, afilu rikcho achakach b'mayim asal sufkinim, ubishla b'mayim otigna b'shemem. Mevarech aleh hamotzi. Who says? So look on the side. Rabbeinu Tam the Psachim. The type should say Lamed Zayin. The Tosfos says Brachos Lamed Zayin. If you recall, in Brachos, the Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. Please take a Shavua base. Changed his mind. Put his maskana. So we have here in Tosfos and Psachim. Even make hamotzi in this case. Says the Rama. The Nagu Lahokel. What does it mean Lahokel? How would you translate? How do you understand? But now, what do you mean the hokel? It's a machlekas in two directions. You make a lizonos, you make a hamotzi. What do you mean the hokel? What do you mean the hokel means?
Not to require birchas hamotzi.
That's what everyone assumes. The bach learned the hokel faker, but everyone assumes that the hokel means you make a borrow made of lizonos. Fine. V'yirei shamayim yetsa yedei shneim lo yochel ela yedei shivorach alechem achat. Who said so? Who's the one who said you should? Marami Rutenberg, Kedarko. Ramah, v'cholzeh lo mayri ela b'disle v'lachar afiyach Torah lechem. Avali lesle Torah lechem. Go lokshin, here we go, lokshin. Shekorn v'rumzlach. On the bottom, itriot. V'chule alma ein mevorochen aleim amotzi v'lo sholosh brochas. V'lo mikri lechem. Okay, fine. Then he throws in, if it has honey, it's a pasta baba kista, which is a different discussion, not for this moment. Any questions we're both saying so far about this? What we read so far is the Mechaber and the Ramah. We didn't read anything else. It's much more to be said. I just wanted to give you a, make sure everyone's grounded. Everyone read together with me together? Koops, this is the most important sif. Here's the famous machlokas between the first opinion and the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. The first opinion is many people. It's the Ramban. It's at least, it should be probably, presumably the Rash. Presumably, we'll see some of the details. Fine. 2 days in the Mechaber, Kuf Samaches Sif Yud Gimel. We're going to go very slowly. Let's start by reading a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah from the beginning. I'm not going to see every last word, but some important words. Okay, Rabbi Elsai? Let's read together. Let's first read in Samach Tes. This was the Eim Evarach, even if it's a Kazayas. We'll come back to it. That word mevatel is not even an accurate word. It never gets to Torah Slechem. Right, both sides. I'm not happy with the word mevatel. The word mevatel bothers me. What do you mean mevatel? It never was a Torah Slechem. Okay, well, maybe he meant it, maybe he didn't mean it. That's what it says. And we'll look later on. Fine, good. it's only a small amount, just to put a tad of oil, doesn't count. Fine, good. Excellent. Now we go to Sipkot Ayin, going further. There's no Teresa Dinama. Vafilu ochal harbe v'kova sudasi aleim. Havikimot daisa, cereal. You have we'll call it oatmeal. Umavarech bori mina mizonos lefoneh amen shalosh tafer. Okay, how much oatmeal you have? You have a whole pot of oatmeal. Not pas. See here too? That's the famous rule. If it's a lechem, it's called a pas, but a pas above a kiss. Then what's the rule? A very famous rule. Let's see it inside. Let's see it inside. You have it in front of you anyway. Go back to Siv Vav. Siv Vav, just to see it inside, Rabosa. Pas avor bekistin. Levorcha levor mina mizonos. Afterwards, a main shalosh, alamichi. Levorcha mimenu shir shachayim regilim lekvo alo. A tremendous amount. Afa pishu lo sava mimenu himself. Levorcha alav hamotzi berchas amodun. The details to follow, okay? This is the famous pasta bubba kistin. It requires cookies, right? You have a whole box of cookies after washing bench. You must have learned that somewhere. A good reason not to have a whole box of cookies. There are many other good reasons also. Okay, fine. Good. Rabosai, so far we're progressing slowly. Fine. Now comes Ayin Aleph. Here's the most important. This is the first one I guess you have to see on the Makaris. What does Ayin Aleph say, Mishnah? With the last line of page Samach Tes in the standard Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu nischayev abechal. Rotsaloma. Afilu beinyan shekori lechem in yinchala. Kigom. Shebishas lisha lohoya bedaito levashto letagnov. Viachakach nimlach. Shuchayev abechal adivri akol. Everyone agrees to that. Kemavur biyaradeh simen shinchav tes. Afilu hochi eino mevorech hamotzi. This is exactly what we saw earlier. Fine. Who said so? Taz gro shemiyashri mashenitra mavan Avram. The thing mavan Avram is wrong. We'll get to that. We have the mavan Avram's printed thanks to Adam. We have it in front of us. The mavan Avram and the minchas chinuch. That will come to a little bit later on. So this is the consensus view. A feel in the sky of bechala means when you bake, when you knead the dough, you plan to bake it. So you chayev irrevocably in chala. Very nice. When it comes to the bracha, it depends upon right now. Right now, you cooked it. It's against the carbon asadol. We saw the carbon asadol inside four times. Sipkot and shin with the carbon asadol. In this very case, no, you make hamotzi because it was chayim and chala in the moment of the kneading of the dough. Frankly, the words of Mishnah Berurah I'm not completely happy with the last line. Afilu hu beinyan, and he adds two words. Shekori lechem in yinchala. Whoa, who said it's kori lechem? You could have argued, it's arisal sechem, arisal sechem, shel lechem. I'm just saying that these words that the Mishnah Berurah is using, the words he's using now, the words he used before, I'm not completely happy with his choice of words. Again, who am I? I'm just making a comment that these words are not necessarily what we pass in halacha lemaisa. Fine. Now we're going to turn our attention to the next page 138 in the standard print in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Mishnah Berurah, and he explains very nicely. It's not considered. Yeah, he himself contradicts himself. Shasafia, lo mikri lechem el afoy. I take that back. It's not called lechem unless it's baked, and therefore that's it. But echala ha hochol ha kol holech acha gilgul kemech b'mayim. I'm end of iron base. Shoschal chiv afresh shoschal shenasa isa. Why did he call it lechem? He just should have said it's Isa, Riso Sechem. Semi-contradictory. Fine. Who argues? It's the famous Rabbeinu Tam. The famous Rabbeinu Tam. And even in his conclusion, even make Amotzi. But the minhag is to be lenient. And to do what? Just to make a bori mina mizonos. Fine. That's what it says. Comes Ayin Hey with a humdinger. We're going to see it in Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to see it in Magen Avraham in its original. Lahakim. Kosel Magen Avraham, out of the clear blue sky, is a davka below achal kadei sviya, techiyah birchas amaz mishol b'dir abona, lakach naktina kadei arishona lahakim. Aval, achal kadei sviya, techiyah birchas amaz nubidor raisa, sarech levarech birchas amaz misafek. Misafek. Let's read the Magen Avraham together. We have the original. It's always good to see the original. Everyone has a copy of this. Okay. Let's find the Magen Avraham where he says this. Everyone has a copy? Thank you. It's Sifkot Namadalan. Sifkot Namadalan. Nogu Lahokel. Pirish and Mavarokan of Bamotzi Agorim and Mazonas. Kemash Tosim and Zed. The Loka Bach. The Bach said it backwards. Nogu Lahokel to make a Hamotzi. I don't know why he said that. I'm a Lubush. Umikomakom Nirali. Shim Savea Mimenu. Having Suffolk Doraisa. Vitsarach Lavarach Birchas Hamazim Misuffolk. Speaker the rice of the chumash you find elsewhere. Kupay dalad sivdalad. Kupay dalad sivdalad is not our topic for now whatsoever. He's just quoting that to show you in sivdalad the Shulchan Aruch there says the following halacha. Ochal v'neodeh birich birchas amazon imlav. So the baruch misafek because it's been a Torah. Speaker the rice of the chumra. Here too, midrash ben time is right. Speaker the rice of the chumra v'yad kadei sviya. Any questions so far? So far it's easy. So far it's easy. Any questions? About the Magen Avraham decided. We can't say for sure Ben Atam is wrong. Even the most poskim are against him. So we're going to say, Sfeka Darais al Chumra. Fine. Great. Kamz and Mishnah Berurah is an amazing addendum. He adds his fault. Ach kol zeh bishor shalosh v'osa bli losa ova hoya bedato lefos pas. Why? He didn't explain anything. He just said it. According to him in a time, it doesn't matter what your kavana was at the moment that you needed the dough. So if you need hard dough and you plan to cook it, you cook it, you be chayav and chal, and have to make a motzi. So why is the Mr. Mishnah Berurah clipping the Magen Avraham's wings? Okay. So before we get to that, she explains it to Bir Halacha, the Shaar HaTzion is just fantastic. It's so cute. I can't resist telling it to you. Let's read it together. Ayin Aleph, Shaar HaTzion. After Dogal Merevava Shodi Bein Arga, that means he throws in a monkey wrench, against the Magen Avraham. Why? Tama Doraisa Mistaba the Yotzin Nein Shalosh B'Mokka Birchas HaMazon. What are you worried about? So Doraisa, make Alamichya, it's good enough. V'yim Kein Shuv Ein Alamu D'Rabbonim. Because Alamichya has all the themes of benching. Kei Shlom Ano. Keiva Dal Kolponim M'chuyiv L'Vorech Min HaTorah. Heicha Sheyesh Sofek. M'mela M'chuyiv L'Vorech Kol HaBrachos Kitikunah. Amazing. Even on the level of the Raisa, you could have made Alamichya. No. What's the sake of the Raisa? Go all the way and bench. Where do you find a comparable case? The Dumya Mashakosu, Apostle, and Simon Samar Zion, and Yusuf Korah Krishma, the Chos of the Kori, in Birchosea. Once you say Sveka the Raisa the Chumra on the Krishma itself, you gotta say the brachas too. Once you say Sveka the Raisa of a bracha the Acharea, you gotta say all three brachas of benching and don't get away with Alamichya. Fine. Koshkein, Hokash and Nusuf, Birchas Amazin, Mimosh Rabbein, Alam Shav Yeshua, Brachas Amches, fine. Uve Emes Yesh Raya Lazem, he brachas Lamazayin. He's an incredible Raya on his own, he brings to this Yisoa from a Gemara and brachas. What happened? A fast in a Gemara. Shekofetz Rabbi Akiva Ubirach Main Shalosh. What's the case? He had a grape and he made a Main Shalosh. Omer Rabbi Gamliel Ad Mosei Atamachnis Rosh Lebena Machlokes. Brackets. Pirish. Rabbi Gamliel Savat Atar Levarach Al Shiva Sevinim Gimel Brachos. Should have benched. And the Chachamim say, no, Al Eitz Al Priyates. Amalo Limat Tadar Rabbeinu Yochad Rab Malocha Karabim. Since the majority say it's Allah Eitz, Main Shalosh, that's what I did. Frankly, he has a great kash. The kash. Ma hayadat l'sher Rabbi Gamliel b'shel aso. Hello, al koponim achlokas hu, uvichlal safik hu, v'yimkein yoseh tov l'varach brach achas Main Shalosh, Allah Eitz, v'laharbas b'brachas. So what's he accusing Rabbi Akiva for? V'tzarech lomar, v'yochol k'dei sviya d'mechuyah v'natara, Rabbi Gamliel Levarach Birchas HaMazon. V'alkein hoyolo l'Rabbi Akiva l'ahachmir b'sveiko u'levorech shalosh brachas. Why? Because whenever you're in doubt, go all the way. V'alzeh heishel Rabbi Akiva deins that they're b'chlal safek. Halacha k'rabim. Sure. Harim b'chlal mikan. Deheicha d'yesh safek b'chdei svia im l'vorech shalosh brachas o me'ein shalosh shalosh. Sarech l'vorech shalosh brachas. After min ha-Torah yotzei remain shalosh v'makom shalosh. How do you like that? How do you like that? Wow. Or you don't even need k'dei svia. Not going into that deal. So this is a fascinating proof that he tries to bring. That when in doubt, don't say leave it out. When in doubt, go all the way and say all three brachas. Even if he could have gotten away with a bracha achas main shalosh of level of the rice. Okay? I just wanted to show this to you. But he still hasn't explained to us yet why he limits the case to a situation in which you did what? You changed your mind. Now remember, the case of the Mechaber said in the Reisha, when he said, you don't make a motzi, afilu nischaiva b'chala, that's the case where you changed your mind. But after all, Rabosai, after all, the Rabbeinu Tam is mechaiva you in all situations. So why does the Mishnah Berurah make this compromise that in case you didn't have in mind to bake it when you originally needed it, that you would not have to make you would have to bench even if you had today's sphere? Where'd he get it from? So let's look in the Bialach of Nagel. He tells you exactly. Everyone look inside. Everyone has one. There's still three left. If you have it, look at your own. If you don't have it, take it now from my desk. Okay. So Rabbi said, let's look inside together. V'Nagel LaHakel. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Bogan Avram. Fine. And he added, I'll close it. What's that mean? Tam will close it. Avshem Bogan Avram lo chilek b'zeh. The Rabbi made no distinction. Now, prima garden, v'chena beis meir hikshu b'emasar Bogan Avram. Halom ha'ikir adin eins et sveika. Uchadas rova poskim the kaimel b'shitas Rabbeinu Shimshon with the custom of Beis Yosef. Rabbi said, Rabbeinu Tam is a minority view. And in Hilchos Chala, the Mechala passes against Rabbeinu Tam in the case of Lila Ova followed by a bishop. So why is the Mogan Aram get so bent out of shape? If he ate the Kadei Sviya, Sveka, the Rice, the Chum, it's not a 50-50 Sufek. Rabbeinu Tam is a minority view! Why is the Mogan Aram saying this? This is a question raised by the later Poskim. Prima Godin, Beis Meir. Look what he pulled off a stump. Ula, the Fima Shechilach Nadav Anachal Nadina. Why? The Rabbeinu Shimshon, Ramban, Verosh, Reser Poskim, Ahomdin, Beshitoso, Lo Niska Klal Chiluka Da Hamotzi Mechala. They're not discussing Hamotzi at all. El Deim Cholku Al Iker Dino Shrabbeinu Tam in Chala. The Gam B'Shoyah Mitchila B'Lilasa Ov Ov Lo Sagi L'Chai V'Bechala Heichi D'Choshev Mitchila L'Vash L'Tagda. Fine, we saw that yesterday. V'Kev Lo Nikol Lecha Min Yen Chala Hu Adin L'Yin Hamotzi Lo Nikol Lecha Min His Case. Avol Svar Azu Av Heicha D'Chayev V'Chala Gam L'Didhu Kegon B'Nimlach Afilu hachil in hamotzi lo nikra lechem lo nizkar bom klal. Nobody of these gedolim. Who are the gedolim he's referring to over here? The Rosh, the Ramban, and the Rash. None of them says a word. None of them said a word, Rabbi Osai. That by nimlach you would not make a hamotzi. The Rabbi, the korban, the sound looks like him. You read it four times. That you would make a hamotzi even according to the Ramban and the Rash and the Rosh. Brackets, the Adraba, Kama Achronim, Notin Loma, the Dasa Ben Shimshon, Gamke, and the Machil Gamotzi Michala, that's going to be a time. I am the back of a carbon in Israel, we saw it! Hello. Shamachaber, Somach, Bose, Aldas, Rabbein Yeruchim, Shakrosim came, Beshidus, Rabbein Shimshon, the Ramban, Rabbein Yona, we saw in Brochus, Shechilku came. Says the Holy Mishnah Berurah, Al Kopanim Ains of Boro Litchos Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Riazok In Shikotsu V'Hedya Shen Lechalik Ben Chalal Amotzi Kamo Shemuska Rabbeinu Yona Kamo Rabbeinu Yehuda U'Midisfek Alon Afko Rabosai. What does that mean, Rabosai? It's a kind of a Sfek Sveka, if I may use that expression, a Sfek Sveka that you should really bench. So on a level of Daraisa, If they, these two snakes, even if the two minority views, we'll call them, but they can combine to make a 50-50 chance, so you have to bench. What are the two minority? For Rabbeinu Tam and the Korban Asana. According to either of them, in this case of Nilmach, you're going to have to make a Motzi and Shalosh Brachas. If you had a mind from the beginning to cook it, Rabbeinu Tam is a Das Yochid, it's a minority view. So we don't say Sega Lechumma to make three Brachas. If you combine that with the Korban Asana, I'm just using our names, so you have Rabbeinu Tam and the Korban Asana, even according to the others, so it rises to a level of 50-50, according to the Bir Halacha. For which reason, Svega the Rice of the Chumra, you have to make all three brachas if you had a Kadei Sviya. Isn't this beautiful? Fascinating. I mean, this is a beautiful review for us. I mean, the Tam is being reviewed, the Korban Asana is being reviewed. So many being reviewed for us, Baruch Hashem, in seeing this Mishnah Berura and the Bir Halacha. Fine. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And of course, it's all based upon the Rash and the Rush. We saw the Rush already twice in Pesachim and Seperik Beis Simon Tes Zion. Simon Tes Zion. Fine. Any questions so far? I want to make sure you're all with me. Any questions? Raise your hand. Don't be afraid to raise your hand. Okay. No one wants to raise their hand? Fine. Rabbi Osai. We mentioned before that the Korban Asana holds a certain way, and there's another ally that he has. Who's his ally? Bach. Right? The Bach is his ally. So the Bach is his ally. I think it's worthwhile that, although you don't have the Bach in front of you, that I read you a little bit from the Bach. I think it's important that we look at our precious sources and see what they have to say. Okay, let's look at the Bach. Again, it's the Bach right over here. It's on the Maamar Kamos. If you looked it up, you know it already. But I don't expect that every person got this far yet. The Bach is over here in Siman Kuf Samaches. Oh. The Torah says it almost with the Shulchan Aruch. I'll read it, well, not quite. Let me read you what the Torah says, okay? The Torah is a classical posuk. Who is the Torah's father? Right. I'm reading the Lashon of the Torah. Kol davar shebli laso ova afilu bishlo b'mayim o tigla b'shemen. Catch the next words. Are frightening words. Lechem gomahu v'chayim v'chala u'mavorchen olav amotzi. What's wrong with this picture? Who's he quoting? Rabbeinu Tam. He's calling Rabbeinu Tam. Pilei Ploim. Rav Yosef Kar jumps on him. He can't believe it. How can the Torah quote Rabbeinu Tam when his own father, the Rosh, went against Rabbeinu Tam? Mikol Mekamesh Etma on the Torah. Lama Sosim Kan Dvarok without Rabbeinu Tam. Came in for Rosh, for Ramban. It should be probably the Rambam. Rosh, Ramban. Sabri Kirash, Rabbeinu Shimshon. Vale the Hochi Naktina and Kain Kidvaravailolistam. What's going on? He told against his father and the Ramban and the Rash, just because they are Rabbeinu Tam? What a great question. It's a powerful question. Comes the Bach and said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yosef Kar, you got it wrong. You are Choshed B'Ksherim. What fact exists which the Rabbein, the Torah omitted, but we have to put it in for him? So one word. Nimlach. At the time that he needed the dough, he expected to bake it. So writes the Holy Bach. When he says, Dama Shabila Sa'ava, Loma Shabisha Shabila, Hoyadata La Fosa Batanur, Bachakach Nimlach. Now, of course, the question becomes, why didn't the Torah say so beferish? Here's the answer. He made a mistake, the Beis Yosef. The Torah didn't mean that, the Pasuk of Eretam. Elamari ben Nimlach, and he says as follows. Although he didn't say beferish, that's talking about the case of Nimlach, he writes as follows. The Torah wrote about this in Yoredeya, and the Rosh holds it like the Rash. Okay? Aval kar b'dinei hamotzi kitzer v'kosa b'stam. But he meant nimlach. Oy. Kitzer. All right. Look at that. What can I tell you? But if the Bach is right, then we understand very well over here. What happens? He's calling like the Rash, and then it says, Lechem gamahu v'chaya v'chala u'mevorach in olav ha'motzi. The furish like the carbon of Sodom. If you assume the Bach's premise that the holy Torah wouldn't go against his father, it's going like the Rosh and the Rash, and must be because of Nimlach, and even though he ultimately could be, still make ha'motzi. That's it. Raya Brewer, checkmate. A raya to the carbon of Sodom. The Beis Yosef says, no. Something crept into the Torah's head that one day. For some reason, he's calling the Rabbein Atam, even though he passes against him in the Yoredeya, and his father passes against him here too. No, a quirk entered the Torah's mind one morning. But Apal Pikein, we can't pass it that way. But then you have no riot to the Korban Asana, to the country, it would go the other way. I'm just going to give you the sources of where these things are coming from. You can look it up yourself later on by looking it up in the Beis Yosef, in the Bach, in Simon Kuf Samaches, as I asked you to do. Now, let's go a little bit further. The question becomes, Rabosai, can we disprove the Bach? Can we disprove the Bach? Please look at the Magen Avraham who attempts to disprove the Bach. He attempts to disprove the Bach. We'll look together and see if you think that this disproof is valid or not. You all have a Magen Avraham in front of you. Everybody has it. And we're going to see. We're holding here, as I said before, in Sif Yud Gimel. And we're going to see the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis. Afilu Nischaiva. So how do we learn Pshat Mishnah Berurah Nischaiva? Nimlach. The Magen Avraham has a different Pshat. Pirish Afilu Leman Di Omar the Mechayev Bechala. Not that we pass away, even according to Rabbi Natan. Aval non kamen de ptura. Some mud in the pshat. Okay. Chotzev Abach. Demhoya daita la fosa v'nimlach levash amoda rash, Rabbi Nashimshon, v'mavarach amotzi. Lani es daiti sheze eino. De bishlam a bechala, mechayev de bechala achir bishas lisha. Vosa yodata lefos. Aval amotzi, bo bishas afiyah. As the mechaba held. V'lo old. Ela filu ela ofa mimenu maat ubishal hashay mevarach amotzi ala mevushal ken katzi rabbeinu yeruchim shemaharam. Remember we saw the maram in the rush ofa mimenu maat v'chayev v'chalo v'acholo toch asuza mishim savik brocha. Why savik brocha? It's amotzi. You ate part of it, you're chayev v'chalo because you baked some of it. We see klar brings a raya from the maram in Wittenberg that the Bach is wrong. I repeat, a raya from the Marami Rutenberg at the Bach is wrong. I think we should see the Marami Rutenberg inside one more time. Open to the Rosh, please. End of Siman Tezayim. We have to check our original sources. It's always the case to go back to original sources. This is also original source we have in front of you, but a more original source. We've been here before. We'll see it again. There's a Rosh at the very end of Siman Tezayim. Please look inside if you can. Where we see he quotes the Marami Rutenberg. Always try to yotzel the Faladeus. That was his style of pshat. Rabbeinu Meir, the last few lines, Siman Tezayim. Here Noam Shaloshin Isa Bebeso. Kedei Levash, Lebemayim, or Letagna Beshema, to Machlok with the Rasha and the Rabbeinu Tam, with a small little chesis. Hoye Mitzave Lefos Mimenu Ma'at, bake a little bit. Vayedekach Nischaiva Isa Kula, Bechala. Kodem Shigach Mimenu Ma'at. The Chashin and Shem and Timalach, as I'm first in the Yerushalmi, etc. Then it comes to Yud. V'gam lo hoya ochel b'lo amotzi achashin izbash lo nitkena v'gam lo hoya mevarach ole amotzi ala mevarach alechem acher v'chakach ochlo. So he took a few, to wash the bread, have a piece of bread to solve the world's problems. So So why? The answer is obvious. According to the Rash, the bracha is not going to be. It's not going to be what? It's not going to be Hamotzi. Let's go back to the book of Avraham and see what it says. Look at that. Read again. We derive from the Maram. Let's see it together. Hold on. Ba'ol ha'filu ofa mimeno ma'at u'bishol ha'shar ei mevarech ha'motzi ala mevusho. And Maram ofa mimeno ma'at l'chayev v'chala, the entire thing. Nonetheless, the remainder is ochlo toch ha'suda mishum safek bracha. Does that prove anything? What do you think?
Who says the case of Nimlach?
Who said it's Nimlach? What kind of proof is this? Who said it's a case of Nimlach? Who said? Let me ask you a question. How'd you read the Mangan Avraham? Who said it's a case of Nimlach? We'll have to come back. Let's go a little bit further. Let's go on. V'chein dir ma'arash maybe raya merikika mevusho sh'af al pi sh'oya lechem gomur. Okay, that's the Rashi Drai. We saw that. The case of Rabbi Yossi says, right? Koshkein, kishahoyar rak bidaito lasos mimenu lechem. Even if it's real lechem, if you subsequently cook it, it knocks out the Torah's lechem. Right? How much more so when you only have in mind to make it lechem, and then you cooked it, that's not called lechem. Gam gabi hada maisi chavitza. The second proof that we saw here in the Rosh, at the end of Simchat Zayin. Explains to that the Beis Yosef, Loshen made the Bach make a mistake. Da-da, 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 da-da. I'm not going into all the details of what the Bach's mistake is based upon. Can the Bach be defended? So Nathan says yes. Who said this case is referring to a situation of Nimlach? As far as his first raya is concerned. The second I will come to. It's in the Siv Chaim that he asked you to see. Unfortunately, the Siv Chaim is not on the computer. I'm going to read you a few words in the Siv Chaim. Who wrote the Siv Chaim? Who wrote it? Anybody know? The Korban Nisana. Nisiv. Nisav. It's like Nisana. Put a remnant to his name. Okay? The Korban Nisana. He says, he thinks no. The Rash holds Vare Mavarech Hamotzi B'Nimlach. That's the Korban Asano Siv Kotn Shin. That's what he says. Finished. That's only the case of Nimlach. Right? That's the case of Nimlach. Presumably means to say, although he doesn't spell it out, that the Maram Mirotenberg, that the Mogen Avraham quotes the Maram Rutenberg as a proof, is not a good proof. Who said it's Nimlach? Let me read you what the Mefarshim on the. Hold on a second. The quotes, one second. Maram Nistapek, I'm reading from the Machzah Shekel. What you do? Like the Rash, or Benatam, off from Benamah. The B'chai Gavna, I feel the Rash, Chayav B'chala. Okay? Even in that kind of a case. Even though you're Chayav B'chala, nonetheless, you may not make a motzi. Rabosai, here's the answer to your question. The Mogen Avraham is equating the case of Nimlach with the case of Ofa Mimenu Ma'at. If off of imenu ma'at, yichayv and chala on the whole thing, that's comparable to nimlach with yichayv and chala on the whole thing. That's the answer to your question. Of course,
what's the equation?
We can distinguish between the two of them. Here, yichayv and chala, rabosai, off of imenu ma'at. Why? Because you're afraid of what? You're gonna. What are you afraid about? So we bake the whole thing. We bake the whole thing. So Mamela, we can understand why. Again, it's Chazar again. Or both, if I don't Chazar it straight, the Mogen Avraham is bringing a raya that the Bruch is Borim in a Mizonos, even according to the Rash. Because the Rash says, in the case of Ofer Imenu Ma'at, that the Rami Rudenberg would still not make a motzi on it. He had it in the middle of a meal. So by the same token, if you would, in the case of what? Of Nimlach, also your Bruch would not be Hamotzi. And what did Bach say? The Bach says Nimlach, it is Hamotzi. And over here, he might agree it's not Hamotzi. What's the difference? Because the Nimlach, we can argue, it's intrinsic. Here, it's only if it's a Gzeira Shema. Gzeira Shema is only affect Chal, not Hamotzi. But there, it's an intrinsic din. Nimlach, might be Chayanot. You can't bring a Raya Brewer over. We can deflect the Raya. What about the Raya from the Fake? He keeps bringing Raya from the Rash. Let's go see the Rash again inside. You have it here. In the Rosh, Simmons of Zion, let's read it again. Two sources, he quotes. Two sources. If it's cooked, then it loses its status. What are the two sources? Let's look carefully inside the two sources. The old Raya, where the small Vav is, this is right above it in the Rosh. The Vav of the Karban Asana. And I mean in the Kamad of Pirikin, the Rabbi Yossi, and Yotzin, the Rosh, and Kamavushal, Afa Pishloni Moach. Shabishul Mavatla Mitoras Lechem and Chavitz Kedeira is loan as Bashal Ari. So what's he saying? You see, Klaus says the Rashi can't remember the time that Bishul Mavatla Mitoras Lechem. So Bishul Mavatla Mitoras Lechem, how's it possible? What's the Lechem in arts? This is the Kasha which the Mogen Avraham says to deflect the Bach. You know what? Do we pass like this Rash? Who knows? Yes or no? We pass like this particular Prat of the Rash. The Rash goes in a new Prat. What the process of the Rash? What do you say? That cooking knocks off the status of lechem under all circumstances. We pass in that way? Oh, exactly. We pass it against the Rash. I ask you to see Sifyut. Take a look at Rabbi Say. Open up the Sifyut. You'll see if you pass it against the Rash. Take a look. You have it in front of you. You open your Mishnah Berurah. The Kuf Samaches Sifyut. What does it say? Chavitza, the same as Chavitza. So the Rash said it's obviously you didn't cook it. If you cook it, it's finished. Wrong. The Mechaber says, Chavitza, the Hainu, page 136. Piru lechem shinuz bokam yachal alayde morok. In this bashel. So according to the Rash, what should we say? We should add one word. Well, actually three words. In this bashel, bore, mine, nu, mezonos. It's over. Not what it says here. If it's a kazayis, da 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 da, you make a motzi. Wait a minute. We pass this against the Rash. But the Rash quoted him a Furush Gemara. He quoted Rabbi Yossi. Where's Rabbi Yossi quoted in Masechet Pesachim? Where's it quoted? The Rash tells you, look at Rabbi Yossi. Where's this Rabbi Yossi who maintains? He said, look, come on, but Pirkin. Daf Mem Aleph, take a look. Rabbi Yossi was on the Makaris, I think. Look at Pesachim, and that's Mem Aleph from an Aleph. Don't take your hand out of the Rush. Keep one hand in the Rush. I'd like to see it in the original sources. And before Shu Gemara, both sides, Pesachim, Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph. What does it say there? Amachlokas HaTanoim. The Tanya, halfway down, Yotzin Barokok HaShori Uvamavushal Shlonimoch Dibra Meir. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Yotzin Barokok HaShori, the famous plaque of Yossi. You're not Yossi with Matzah Mevusheles. Says the Rash, we pass the Rameh, we also look at Rabbi Yossi, the Mukohimo. There was a Mefurish Gemara. The what? That Bishl Mevat Lafia, black on white. Hakan Yabo the Gemara. Only one way. Another Gemara. Where is this magical of the Gemara? Who knows where it is? It's in Brachos. Who quotes it over here? Karban Asanel again comes through. Look in the Karban Asanel. Where he's wondering, how come the Rosh is oblivious to a different Gemara, a different Masechta? Okay? As a matter of fact, the Rosh himself quotes it in the very next siman. In the very next siman, the Rosh quotes it towards the end. Look what it says. He says as follows. He quotes the Tanya, the last few lines of siman Yudayim. Yotzim Barak HaShari V'mavushal Shloni Moch Divrei Rav Meir Yossi Omer Yotzim Barak HaShari V'mavushal Avish Shloni Moch My time up. Quotes the Gemara. The Be'inon Tam Matzah V'Lecho. Ah, this destroys what he just said before. Here he says it's not called Lechem. There it says Be'inon Tam Matzah V'Lecho. So the Korban Asanel jumps in Old Schof Kachi Maskonas HaShats V'Brochas Lamed Ches V'yei Lahak Shosim Kain. My, hey, be Rabbi Shimshon, Rai Leel Sof Simta Zayin, be after Rabbi Yossi, the Lord Rabbi Natab, the Bishop of Adam Taurus Lechem. No! Ema the Lechem, Avi, Ela the Ena Yossi, Chavas Matzah, the Nafkalim, Taurus Matzah, etc. It's not Tam Matzah Velecha. As a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon, that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch rejects the Rash by Chavitza, says you make a Hamot even though it's cooked. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi's reason is not because Bishul knocks out of fear. Rather what? Being in Tamatzah Valeka has nothing to do with making a Hamotzi. So here's the one point that we don't pass like the Rash. I said to you before yesterday that and the Korban Asana, the other spots of Rabbi Nezer, etc. We follow the Rash. The Rash is a compromise view between the Rabbi Natan and the Ramban. We follow them all the way. Not quite all the way. At the last stop we get off before. We get off the train, just where it's the last station. That last point that the Rash says, the Bishul knocks off a few automatically, the Mechaben, Simin Yud, and Sif Yud passes the other way. Chavitza gets cooked, you still make a Motzi. He brought a Raya Barura from the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi in Pesachim and Aleph. Look again, the Rash himself quotes in the very next siman, it's because of Tam Matzah V'Lecha. It's a unique local thing. But other than that, we said the Bishul would not knock off the Afir Abosai. The Mailer of Osai, the Bach is Chai V'Kayim. All the riots of the Magen Avraham thought to destroy the Bach. I mean, to destroy the Bach Shita. So we have defended the Bach as good defense attorneys. The riot he brought from Rabbi Rami Rutenberg, we made a distinction between an intrinsic and a distinct. And as far as the riot from the fact that Bishul knocks out a few, we don't pass it like the Rash in that respect. So therefore, it could come out that maybe the Rami Rutenberg Rabosai held like the Rash all the way. So therefore, maybe you can argue he did what he did, but we don't pass like the Rash all the way. It's another way to knock out the Rash from Rami. We have two ways to knock out the Rash from Rami Rutenberg. Yes.
Just another way of knocking out. Rabbi Yossi holds it if you cook the dough, then that's Mavata the Torah Slachem.
Right.
And the Magen Avraham wanted to make a kavachomer, and the kavachomer if you have das to do it. But that's not necessarily a good kavachomer.
Why not?
Because cooking it physically changes the chef, so das would not necessarily be on the...
Well, you're right, but here you at the end you did cook it. You cooked it at the end. Uh-huh. That last point I don't agree with. But the other two ways to knock out the riot, either to say that the Maram, the difference between the two cases are not exactly the same, or to say the Maram like the Rash all the way, we don't. We part company with the Rash and Sif Yud. So therefore, I'm not saying we follow the Bach, but to make him into a Toa Chas V'Sholom, that he forgot about the Maram Rutenberg, and he forgot about the whole Rash and all the riots, I'm not willing to go that far, because we can pass against the Bach without destroying his Shita completely, as the Magen Avraham attempted to do right over here. Okay, fine. I got to tell you that the Siv Chaim also defends the Bach, but he does it in a way, Rabbi Osai, which is a little bit not the way I would do it. I just want to read it to you from the Siv Chaim. The words are troubling to me. The Siv Chaim, in defending the Bach, which he has to do, as the sense of Shita and the Korban Asanel, says something which is a little bit unusual. I'm just going to read it to you briefly. This is the Siv Chaim that I asked you to see. Listen carefully. Avada Yamek Amotzi, as he said in Korban Asana, Os Shin. Why? Look at what he says. Just like a quandary in the top. Cave under Osa Isa Ava, Kemosha Regila Lassos. Even though you cooked it, it's considered to be Lechem. Yeah. The Rash argues why? the bishul mevat the betaras lechem rochik mevushal omnam. This is the name of you meant. Kishahaya daito lefos v'nimlach levashla b'zemode harash. Why? The Amrinon shezeh al das rishona hoose sherotze lechol achar bishul betaras lechem. I want to eat this loaf and I want to put a betaras lechem. If I'm a balabos, there's someone to kind of Torah in the house. But rochik mevushal kavanoso ayde bishul levat lemitaras lechem v'lasis kemo tafsha v'divrei haTorah nechonim. What? What I think makes a difference to whether it's called lechem or not? What's he coming from? Is he a philosopher here? Since when is what I think play a role? I do not understand the words, frankly, of the nesivcha. I don't understand the words. You know better than me. I just don't understand. I don't understand it. And I just think, I don't understand. Fine. Rabosa. Yes, then.
I mean, it would be a little harder to read into the Nesir Chaim's words, but maybe what the svara behind what he's saying is that the person intends for it to be Lechem Mishas Gilgal, even though they changed their mind, that gives it some sort of a halos on the.
Don't
the
understand.
Ken.
I don't get it. Now, what about the Korban and Saddle's defense of the Rash? Right, we saw it in Oschaf, Rabbi said, turn to Oschaf. I never got a chance to tell you what I wanted to read to you. The Vilna Gaon. Rabbi said, I'm sorry, I didn't read it. The Vilna Gaon in Sukkot and Lamed Beis. I think I asked you to see it. The Vilna Gaon in Sukkot and Lamed Beis, where the Mechaber says, if you cook it, you still make a hamotzi. Aye, it's against the Gemara. No! The Rash is wrong. Look at Brachos Lamed Ches. Lamed Beis. V'loi d'chulei alma v'chulei. Back on the Gemara of Yosef v'chulei. V'chein kaimalon shom. What does those words mean? V'chein kaimalon shom. Those four words. The Gemara is coming to knock out the Korban HaSanah. Look at the Korban HaSanah. You have it all in front of you. Oschaf. Please look inside. Look at the Korban HaSanah. Oschaf. Oschaf, please. Look there. Korban HaSanah. Oschaf. Yes, that kasha we had before. Yeah. So what did he say? Stevens, what? Loka Shemidi is the last line of Korban HaSanah, column 1 in our print, page 2. The Rav Nachman, the Hosam Koi, the Lo Svir Lehachdichui, the Binan Tamata, the Chihechi, the Rav Nachman, the Rav Lomar, the Amasa Yisrael, the Bitchila, Nasa Sufdin, the Mavera Kamotzi, the Bishop, the Vatal, yeah. Who are the Ladidan, the Midi Rav Nachman, Nishma Ladidan. Who's Rav Nachman? What did Rav Nachman say? So I looked in the Gemara, Lamed Chesem and Beis, and then Rav Nachman said, Rabbosei, a question. Who has eaten potatoes in the last few days? Not in the meal. Only in the meal. All right. Whoever in his life ate potatoes, not in the meal. Cooked potatoes. What brother did you make? I don't. So Rav Nachman said, who ever ate carrots, cooked carrots, not in the meal? What brother did you make?
Adam.
So Rav Nachman says over here in Brachas Lamed Chesem Beis. Listen to the words. Okay? Listen to the words. Rav Nachman says, Dorash Rav Nachman, Shlokas Mevarach Alein Baruch Bir Adama. But others say, no, Shakal Diyah Bidvaro. And I, Rav Nachman, say, it's a Machlokas HaTanoim. What Brahma did make out of cooked carrots. And he proceeds to quote this Machlokas. Yotze Merokok with Mevusho, Rav Meir. Rav Yossi says, no, you're not Yotze. Anymore, so it's going to come out. You make a shahakal on your cooked carrots. Says more of a lowy. Rav Nachman is wrong. To Kuli Alma, you should make a bracha bar pre-adam, as you may. Why? Because Rav Yossi is only saying what he said because of Tamat Zivaleka. It's nothing to do with the cooked carrots. So don't tell me, says the Vilna Gaon. But the Korban HaSanah says that we'll follow Rav Nachman even according to us. No! That's exactly the point of dispute. Since we make Adama on cooked carrots, we assume that Bishul is not Mavat of the Shem Bar Pri Adama. It's also not about the Shem Lechem for bread. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Don't give me this sleight of hand, you carbon asal you, and tell me with Rav Nachman Ishmael Adidan. That's exactly the point of this field with Rav Nachman Adidan. We don't make shahakal and cook carrots. That's exactly what the Vilna Gaon meant in those four last words. V'chein kaima lon sham. Very powerful words. Very powerful words. Very powerful words. That's what the... I don't know what the Korban Asano really means. It seems to have the upper hand in this dispute. So it would appear. In any event, Rabosai, if the Korban Asano and the Bach are correct, we can explain the Pshat and the Torah so by Nimlach. Again, if they're correct. Now, what about Tigun? What does translate the word Tigun for me, please? What's Tigun?
Frying.
What kind of status does frying have? What kind of status does frying have? So we already saw that if it's a small amount of oil, kind of just shouldn't burn, gunch. According to the Machsa Shekel, or was it 1 to 6 ratio we said?
7.2.
7? 1 to 7.2 ratio, because it's 6 as opposed to 43.2? Is that what it was? I forgot. Whatever the ratio was, around there.
It was
right, Luke Shemeth for every 7.2 Luke Kemeth, right. That's considered to be a Ma'at Shemeth, I don't know if anyone agrees to that. Okay? Well, let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Mogen Avraham, since we have it, in Sivkoton Lamed Aleph. You all have it. Lamed Aleph. Okay? It's important to know what the Mogen Avraham is going on. This computer doesn't tell you where it is. It's going on Sif Yud Gimel. You have Sifrit Gimel in your Mishnah Berurah. Let's open up so you'll have a combination to see what's going on. What's Sifrit Gimel? Sifrit Gimel, in Sifrit Gimel, towards the very beginning, what does it say? In Bishla O Tigna, Ein Mevarach and Halamotzi, Afilu Sheyesh Oleh Teresa Dinam. So if you remember on the word Tigna, it was a Mishnah Berurah. What did Mishnah Berurah say about Tigna? End of Sivkot Samach Tes. Look at Sif Yudal Ba'aga. The Yenosin V'machas Ma'at Shemin Shelo Yisari Fa'isa Lo Mikri Tigna V'mashkar Avi Afir Gemur. He only concedes that small amount. He's not going to concede the 1.7.2 which is the other terrorists in the Rash and the Rosh. Says the Mimel Ben Lam Ben'Alef Pirish Don't shafol be ilfus and put in the pan. Afilu hachi lo havi lechem. Okay, fine. It's not considered to be bread. Why? What happened over here? It's a belila ova, right? And you ultimately either cooked it or fried it. It's not considered to be amotzi. Fine. Pass it against Rebbe in the town. Flo dar be lemashikasa besif yud. The hasna be lechem meikar. We saw this in the Mishnah Berurah also. V'lochen kol zman sheshbo Torah lechem lo nafik mi de Torah lechem ayin simen yudah sif yudalid de ma'at mashke lo mikri mashke. So everything we saw in the Magen Avraham Laman Aleph, we already saw in the Mishnah Berurah. I just wanted to review it by looking over here. Okay. The problem is, what are you saying, Rabosai? What are you saying in the Sif Yud? Sif Yud is not discussing Tigun at all. Where's Tigun and Sif Yud? The word Tigun, I don't think it's found in Sif Yud. What kind of Sif Yud? Where do you find Tigun in Sif Yud? Where? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, it's a reference, according to the Prima Godin, to the Mogen Avraham, Rabbi Osai, in Sif Koton Lamed Vov. What's Sif Koton Lamed Vov? You have to first open your Mishnah Berurah and see Sif Yudal. I'm sorry to take you on a wild goose chase, but just to follow the flow of what the Mogen Avraham is talking about. Sif Yudal. Okay? Sif Yudal. No, take that back. Sif Yud Gimel Ramo. After Yerei Shemai, Yetzir Et Shneim. Fine. Says the Ramo, V'kozeh lo mairi elo b'deis beit la'achar afia toa lechem. What word is wrong? There's one word that's wrong over here. Afia. What kind of afia? We're talking about his bishul at the end. That's a big kasha. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Kind of afia. Where afia? Who afia? Why afia? Mishnah Brura Ayin Ches. Haloshin Eina Meduktor Kolkach. No fear here. Upeirusho Achar Habishul Bikdeiro Batiglin B'machvas. That's the case. Who said so? Ayin Gimel. Shalom. Evan Oze, Gro, Besmeir, Mogan Giborim, Udalok, Mogan Avram. They're all ganging up on the Mogan Avram. Let's see the Mogan Avram. We have it in front of us. All right? It's Os Lamed Vav. The Achar Afia. What kind of Afia? It's not Afia here. As he said, it was put into the pot. Nirali, the Nogan Afia, Mishim, the Hocha Mari, Sha'afa, Hapashti, B'machvas. Put into a pan. B'mashka b'mayim, the bishlo b'kdeira pshita plo havi tar alechem afil alechem gama shibish alech hakach. As we said in Sif Yud, kach nokar afia u'mishallah higia b'chira. It's against the shallah. Rabbi Osa, against the shallah. The Magen Avraham is difficult. Difficult. The words are very difficult. I'm just letting you know that it's not so simple. What the Magen Avraham means over, yes, sir.
But doesn't that fit better with Rabbi Natan?
Well, we don't follow Rabbi Natan. So it's true, we fit Rabbi Natan, but we don't follow him. So why is the Magen Avraham saying what he says? I'm just letting you know that Magen Avraham is a bit difficult without going into the every last detail of what he says. And I'm not sure why he decides to quote the Magen Avraham as the Mishnah Brura. Take a look over here in two places. The Magen Avraham, Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham in Samach Tes. We were there. We were already there. What Samach Tes? Not like Sif Yud. Sif Yud, the bishul dam about the Torah's lechem. He already was lechem. An ayin tes. What's an ayin tes? Torah lechem. Lo dam and Sif Yud. Lo binan Torah lechem. Sheish kazayis. The hosnim hoy betchila pas gam. That's what he says. My humble opinion. Yes.
So the Magen Avraham says that if something is cooked, it doesn't matter whether it has
So my view is, I can't go into all the details, it's too complicated, that the word Torah Lechem means two different things. Torah Lechem over here in our sugya means it looks like the shape of a loaf. That's why I told you Cheerios, in my view against other Gedolim, the Eretz Yisrael, who say that it's you make a box of Cheerios, you make a hamotzi lechem, and also Cheerios is a loaf. I don't learn that way. They learn it's thick versus thin. In my view, it's a matter of what its function is. Functioning as a loaf, then it would make it could have a hamotzi in theory, as opposed to Cheerios, in my view. The word Torah Lechem and Sifyur means something completely different. Is it recognizable from its original form when it's baked subsequently? In my view, the word Torah Lechem means two different things. That knocks off the whole Magen Avraham in many ways, but I just can't go into it right now. Forgive me. We learned brachos, we spoke about it. I think it's printed in the Beis Yitzchak somewhere, but that's going to take us too far afield into Hilchos Brachos, so you have to forgive me. I just want to get now to the Yudal, which we haven't even started yet. It's the time is going quickly, and I'm way behind what I wanted to do today. We have to go slow. Look and sit Yudal. We're going to read together. Cholot says the Mechaber, Shechakach Afo B'taner Pas Gomeru U'mevorach Alav Hamotzi. Okay, this is what we thought. Right, this is what we thought. Yivam Asaf Daf Mem. V'chein Dava Sheblilos Araka, says the Ramo. Shafo B'taner B'lo Mashke. Dino Kapas, Umavarech Alav Hamotzi Mishalosh Brachas. You hear what's going on? That's what it says. But, and a Mashke doesn't count, as we saw before. We lost a Raka, Tikta B'mashke, V'chulei Alma Lav Lechem Hu Rabosai. Tchilos HaSufkinim, V'Sof HaSufkinim. Fine. So says in Sif Yudal. So says in Sif Yudal. Now, we say Amotzi, so there's a proviso. Mishnah Brura Peivov, Afilu B'lo Kov Alayu, Daf B'lo Yotmer, but if it's past Kisnin, then it's Barabin Rizonis, to make a Kvias. But in principle, the Ramos passing B'lila Raka followed by Afia is called Lechem. It's called Lechem, Rabosai. It's called Lechem. Fine. It's called Lechem. And he seems to be passing like the Rash. And Rabbi Natan, the Vilna Gaon over here, on this Ramah, says, in Sifkaton, the Gra is Sifkaton Rabosai, look up later on, Sifkaton Mem Dal at the end, the Omer Rabbi Natan Mechule, that the Ramos passing Rabbeinu Tam. I would pass against Rabbeinu Tam. We pass like the Rash. What I call the split psak. That's what I said. Split psak. Fine? Now, I wanted to read you one line from the Rash, which is, I saw it, they quoted it from a Ksav Yad, but the Ksav Yad is printed in our edition. It means the Vakshal Narado edition. I don't even know if it's in the Oz Rehoda. I don't have that. The one I found on the shelf is the Vaksha, and it's not in the regular Gemara. If you look up the Rash, you would not have found it. Did anybody see the Rash Oz Vehoda? Because it's a different edition. No one saw it. I couldn't find it on the shelf. I wonder if they have it. It's two lines which are taken from a Ksav Yad apparently, which are found in brackets over here, and they have significance. So I want to read it to you. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. I'm reading it to you.
In Chal.
Right. I'm reading it to you. It's in brackets. After, but you have, if you read it, but I asked you to read, this is the last one I asked you to read of the first piece. What did he say? Chilasol Isa Lasos Sofa Sukkinin Ptur. Again, Shabbat Atah. Brackets. Veshema Hainutaima. Daristo Sechem, the Yomar Rachmana Masha Bistam. Esau ha'asuyo lelechem. My vote. Ariso sechem shel lechem. Mefurish in the brackets. Ksav Yad of the Rash. I hope. Ukro achrina mochiechalov. Tichsev ayaba cholchem in lechem aretz. He has the whole tension of the two sources and explains. Ariso sechem rabosai shel lechem. I give it to you. Look it up here. You take it and show it to the Talmidim. I'm making it up. To the bracket and statement, right? I asked you to look on the Mara Makomas until Vamrina Nami. So I thought I'd have it for you. But I looked at the Mike Gemara. It wasn't there. It's in this Gemara, which is Vakshal. And I don't know if it's in the Elzbar. I couldn't find it on the shelf. That's also a recent addition. Fine, Rabosa. Fine. Ariso Sechem Shel Lechem. I like it. Mama, she says it came out before in that Ksav Yad. Fine. So now, Rabosai, I wanted to talk to you about the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. I want everyone to look in the Gemara inside. We've been too far from the Gemara. Don't put away this. We're coming back to all these things. We're going to need this tomorrow again. Very important, but I'm not sure if we're going to get to it the rest of it today. Just hold on to it tight. The Gemara, Pasha the Gemara. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbon on the Flamid Zion Amud base. Read it together. The Tanya, halfway down. Yochol Yehme Isa v'chaluta chayav v'chala tamalomar lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein lechem ela ofi b'tanur. What are they arguing about? What are they fighting about? Grina Tana Kama. Elav maisi ilfus yiga b'nayu. Tana Kama sova maisi ilfus chayovin. Rabbi Yehuda sova maisi ilfus peturin. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan says, Tanoi. Yes, Rish Lakish, you have an ally in Rabbi Yehuda, all right. But we passed like the Tana Kama. More rejects. Lo. The Chulei Alma Maisi Ilfiz Peturin. So Rabbi Yochanan is now fighting, he's in Tsaris. V'lochel Kagon Shechozav Afo B'tanu Kamifligi. He rebaked it. The Tana Kama Sova came in Shechozav Afo B'tanu Lechem Kaminabe. Rabbi Yehuda Sova in Lechem Elofi B'tanu Meikora. The cave in the Meikor lav betaner afye lav lechemu. Omrov at my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, the Ksiv. V'oful eser noshim lachemachem betaner echot. Lechem aofu betaner echot kori lechem. V'shein ofu betaner echot en kori lechem. Everyone with me so far? It's two separate processes. And the first one is amachayev according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be potter. Notice the oz v'hoder hey. What word is taken out twice? But we're saying that twice. Echad. The fundamental question, what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Right? So Rashi says, the way we argue is, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sava, Ofri B'tanur Echad Bina, V'lo B'shnei Tanurim, G'on Ilfis V'tanur. So Rabbi Osai, you know, Rabbi Yochanan really is not doing too great over here. Right? First it's Shlogama, then he says Ketanoi, and even that's semi-Shlogam. That's why the Ramban said that maybe we really shouldn't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, because he's in bad news in this Gemara. At the end of the day, he comes back to his senses. No, we should follow Rabbi Yehuda. You know why? Because Rabbi Yochanan, why? Because we follow everywhere except for three places in Shas, Yivam, Islam, and Vav. We always follow. Always follow Rabbi Yochanan otherwise. We'll see in the Ramban shortly. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, stay with me so far? Fine. Let's turn to the Rif. We have here in Tosis, the Chuli Amas, the Machlokas, the Rach. Rach holds like Rish Lakish. And the Rif says, no, Rabbi Yochanan wins except for three. That's the Tosis version. Let's turn to the Rif. See his version of this same exact dispute. The same dispute, Rabbi Osai, is found over here. Please turn. Exact same dispute. Exact same dispute. Says the Rif. Rabbi Osai, the Rif is found on page Lamed Aleph, the Hilchos Rav Yochanan, Rav Acha Mishapcha, the Shilt Ayin Zayin, Ubahalachas quoted Rav Cohen Tzedek, Pasak Rish Lakish. Number one. V'ika de Pasak Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Ein Lechem Al Alfi B'tana Bilvad. What word is missing? Echad. Aber meist ilfes loshne hitbik losov hitbik loshne hitbik losov hitbik ein kori lechem ben chayev b'chala ben amin b'yotzi b'pesach ben amin b'yotzi. This is the same thing, Rabbi Osai. If you follow the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, you have to follow Rish Lakish. Even Rabbi Yochanan concedes that Rabbi Shlokish is right according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rif is not quoting two gedolim who argue with him. Those who follow Rish Lakish straight, those who follow Rabbi Yehuda, which leads to Rish Lakish. Ashkechan pircha yivamis daf mem cholad is matzah. Why not on Yosef of us in the Pesach Alma afagav shecholta meikara keva da afye b'tanur o b'ilfis lechemi v'odam yotzei ba yidei chavosa b'pesach. So therefore the Ramban is quoting the opinion that we saw quoted in Tosis and the Rif's opinion is what quoted in Tosis, that we follow Rish Lakish and we follow Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, no, I shlug them up. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong? Sure. Of course, this leads to a whole typical Balamor goes against the, you know, the whole story. The Rabbeinu Ephraim argued, and I, the Balamor, like the Rif. You know, whenever that happens, the Balamor says, the Rabbi says, who needs you? We need you to agree with the Rif. Who are you anyway? And I said, yeah, I don't use those words. But I offer, oh, mazel tov, you all like the Rif for a change. You know? Mazel tov, make a kiddush. I'm more like the Rif. Okay. So the Ramban, in his analysis of this whole discussion, Rabbi Osai, he says like this. That the Rif knocked out this Shita from Yavamas Perga Choletz. And then he says as follows. For those who have my editions, page Lamed Beis, column 1 in the Ramban, Mochemas Hashem, the last line. In the old print, it's page Yud Aleph. I don't know exactly where. Umeha Nami Avit Shufte, Darmina Beperkesed Mavarchim. It's Tukin Brachas that I asked you to see. Vahai Kuva Diara, Odom Yotze Bo Yedei Chavosu Bepesach. The afalpi she'eno lechem ha'ofri b'tanu. Stop right here. Stop! Until now, I thought, or Rabbi Yehuda said, was you require tanur echad. That's his whole point. The whole chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, you need one as opposed to two. But what did Ramban understand? According to his gear, it's not the word echad. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? You need a what? What do you need? A tanur. Stop. Here, Rabbi Osai, it was baked in the ground. There was no tana. I guess it came from the sun. Who knows what? So you see, Klar, says the Ramban that even though you didn't bake it in a regular conventional oven with a fire, you can be chayim in challah and be yotzei matzah. Anyway, that's the kasha against Rabbi Yehuda. Well, they can say one of two things, the opponents. Either they'll say, Rabbi said, we don't pass like the Gemara in your brachas, or they'll say, no. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't trying to make a big deal of what's called the Tanner. He was just saying Tanner Echad as opposed to two. And this is also be called a Tanner. With Tanner on the ground, it's also a Tanner. If you live in Arizona, 110 in the shade, it's also a Tanner. Rabban goes further. If he died, the second line of column 2. Hoder Rabbi Yochanan, Nami Mistaya, Mino, the Hosan, the Brochas. Correlate Trikni. I don't know if you saw some Trikni, different versions. The Chiasa, Rabbin, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Trikni, Chayevis, Pechala. Upir Shumai Trikni, Kuva Diara. Here you go. Kuva Diara, presumably, is this kind of a case where there is no full oven. Uvirishami b'sechas chala pirshu asuf ganin trikna, the same word. And Rabbi Yochanan has trikna is chayav v'chala. Mekam motzi yotzi v'pesach against Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan called ur malach tafta chayav v'chala and yam motzi yotzi v'pesach against Rish Lakish. Okay, it goes back to quoting a Mishnah. Sufkinin iskritin chalas a mistress p'turim and achala. Against Rabbi Yochanan? No, he says. That's made Bechama. That's the Yerushalmi. What do you see from here? That Trukni is Kuva Diara. That's exactly the Machlokos of Yochanan Mishlokosh. The Maisi Ilfa signed Trukni, the Yerushalmi. And it's a Machlokos. And therefore, how do we paskin, Rabbi Osai? Kiv and the Kaimel on the Maskon of the Shmait of Bibrochus. The Trukni Chaya Bechala. Melel Amadu, the whole Maisi Ilfis. It's all Chaya Bechala. This is the Ramban's argument. This is the Ramban's argument, Rabbi Osai. This is the Ramban's argument. Fine. What's the connection? The two different cases. One is in a pan, one is in the ground. What's the answer? What do they share in common? Not a Tanur, exactly. According to the Ramban and the gives us a riff, it's not a matter of one versus two Tanur. It's a matter of one versus zero Tanur. Who said so? The Ravid. I just keep one hand in the Ramban. The Ravid on Sifkot and Beis here on page Lamed Beis towards the end. He said, we reject Rabbi Yehuda. Kuva Diara, right? And Moses Shalosh Brachas Yotzei BePesa. And he adds those few critical words. Pi Af Al Pi She'ein Ze Maaseh Tanur. This knocks off Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't need a Tanner at all. Not even one Tanner as opposed to two. Don't need a Tanner at all. Then the Ravid says, Rabbi Yehuda's knocked off, and Rish Lakish is not necessarily knocked off. Fine, that's what the Ravid adds. Fine. Says the Ramban further. We left off in the Ramban. We're getting to the bottom of column 2, page Lamed Beis in our print. Then he's trying to knock off. Knock off the Ravid. V'im Tomar, but from Gemara Dilan, Dilma Hosna Mishir Tiach Olivasov Hidbik, the Modabar Rish Lakish. Ah, it was first hot, and then you put the dough on. Mamashatanum. Whole lesson. Why? Tir Tiach Olivasov Hidbik, the Rish Lakish, Hainu Shaosa Chala. You took a hard piece of dough, the Hidbik Beilfis Roseach, can't pass Matana. You mamash put it there. But our Gemara is not discussing that. Why not? V'ahi in the brachas itmer alav in Gemara the guvlo. It's just a mush. Not a hard dough. V'afilu hachi kaimelon the chayeves. So clearly the Ramban makes a distinction between a very hard dough and we'll call a gu, like you make. And then it reminds of the Meiri's discussion. So it appears from the Ramban right over here. Fine. It's a raya to the riff. Let's read again. It was a raya to Psak Shir Rabbeinu. But the Ramban is so intellectual, he keeps slugging up again. Ella the Im Kain, unless Ella Im Kain, as we say, Nomar, the kuva the ara kevan shesiku b'bifnim ki ein tanur havi. Maybe it looks like some kind of a source of fire inside, and it's mamish mamish like an oven. Uvemes, the Ramban is an honest person. Shalafi sugi azu hapsak hazeb emokam sofei gadolu, as the Rabbeinu Ephraim said. Why? Stamish nasenu. Also, we use pturin to the Rabbi Yochanan. Stop mishing against Rabbi Yochanan. Iyu mukim nafshei the katana de brayso viitchi. He slugged it up, but he's on the, very much on the defensive. The sugya the rabba of Rav Zeir beidmik mifneim viitim ribechutz kibush shlokas hasya the pashup shat. That's what they're fighting about. Okay, so there are many proofs that that Rish Lakish is right. Many proofs. Okay? So it's Kavish Lakish. Last few lines in the Ramban. Okay? Last two lines. V'sof davar, shevan shapaskul kalacha Kavish Lakish. Bahani tlas, tatanya kavasei in Yavamis. Mikan shalom nismok b'acheres elad Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha. Despite the fact that the Gemara here in Pesachim itself is very much leaning towards Kavish Lakish, at the end of the day he pulls back. The Riff is right. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. What is this Truktan anyway? The Ramban keeps referring to Truktan, Truktan, Truktan. Who saw the Gemara Brachos? What is Truktan? What is it? Yeah, what is it?
I think it said Kuladara.
Okay. I'm reading the Gemara Brachos I both said myself, inside from the original text of the Gemara. Okay, I'm reading it to you. The Gemara is as follows. Ah, Girsa. Truktan Chayavim Bechala. That's our gersa. Truknin, that's what the Rosh, the Ramban assumed, right? Truknin, chayavim, bechala. Says the, and the Gemara says, what's Truknin? Guvla bialma. That's what you just saw in the Ramban. Comes along the Rabosai, the Rosh, in the, I asked you to see, in the Sechta Brachas, the sixth perek, Simen Yudal. Truknin, chayavim, bechala. Fine? He makes the following comment. Afa garde blilaso rako v'guvla bi'alma havi mikomakom havi kumot chilaso sufkin in v'sof v'isa shechaya v'chala. This is great according to whom? Rabbi Natan and the Rash and the Rosh. They all hold this way. They all hold this way. By the way, remarkably, Rabbi Osai, remarkably, he's using the word guvla v'yama to prove that what? That's a blila raka. The Meiri used those exact same words. You read it in Shir. Did I ever read the Meiri with you in Shir? I didn't read it. Did I ever read the Meiri with you in Shir?
I think so.
We did last week, I think. Yesterday. Yeah. He uses guvla v'yama to show you fakert that it is at least gooey and not poor like maya machurim. He should use the word guvla v'yama to go in a different direction. He's saying it's not hado. He's saying it's not maya machurim to poor. It could be something in between. Status is maybe a matter of dispute itself. Namely, according to some, this in-between stuff is going to be chayav in chala, but maya machurim not, and others may have a different view. Okay, but let's just come back to the Rosh. So the Rosh says over here, Rabbo said, look, listen very carefully. Afa gav gav dilo sarak av agum lebi alma havi, mikomagom you would be chayav b'chala. So says the Rosh. Chayav b'chala. Why? Where's it baked? Where's it baked? Where's it baked? Where's it baked? Where's it being baked? Of course, the sun is being baked in the ground. But there's no fire. There's no nothing. Apparently, there's a fire there, and they put some hot sauce there. And it has the status of a tanner, Rabosai. Of a tanner. So it would appear. So it would appear. Now, the Ramban says something quite remarkable. I have to share this, Ramban. I have to share with you this incredible thing. What's a Maisa Ilfus? Give me two words of a Maisa. It's made where? Made in a pan, right? The simple read of Maisa Ilfus means it's made in a pan. You heard of made in Japan, right? It's made in a pan. Take out one little letter. Maisa Ilfus, made in a pan. Huh? Not bad, huh? Made in a pan. So the question now becomes, what does it mean according to the various mefarshim? The Ramban has a remarkable interpretation here in Hilchos Challah, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Again, I told you before, even though the Ramban argued the Rabbeinu Tam quite forcefully, nonetheless, we don't believe in putting people down. He tried to defend his view. He tried to defend the view of the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm reading it to you. He tried to defend the view. I found Chad Ravosa has a nupsha. What does he say? The Ka'amar, Rabbeinu Tam said, this is his first line of Rabbeinu Tam, the first line he quotes. Hi, Maise Ilfis, the Potter, Rishlaka, Shemachai, Rabbi Yochanan, Davka, Bidalesle, Gilgul, Meikara, Elokulu, Blilosan, Rakaninu, the Yoiv, Mayim, Bekemach, the Yoiv, Lobi, Ilfis, Obachama, Adi, Ofu. We know this before. This is nothing new. What's new is the semantical touch. Watch this, okay? Watch this. Vachinami misparish le'ahid amina nosam matza asuya be'ilfis. Quoting Pesach Lamed Zayin. Look at this word now. She'ena ra'uya le'osos ela be'ilfis. Ma'isil doesn't mean made in a pan. May means it could only be made in a pan. Like a Honda. A Honda's made in Japan, right? Yes or no? Where's a Honda from? No?
Yes.
A Honda is made only in Japan. So my silver is made only in a pan. If it has hard dough, who needs a pan? I put it in an oven. A new word. At the very word my silver means not only made in a pan, can only be made in a pan. She'ain't a real Eos Elabi Ilfis. How do you like that pshat? What a remarkable, remarkable pshat. This being the case, Rabbi Natama is going to say, I am right because we follow Rabbi Yochanan. You, Ramban, will be right according to Rish Lakish. That's what emerges. That's exactly what comes out of here. Rabbi Natama is going to say, I'm right if we follow Rabbi Yochanan. You, Ramban, will be right if you follow Rish Lakish. Because that day learning my service means can only be made in a pan. It's Lila Raka. Quite remarkable. I'm out of time. But then tomorrow we're going to start by learning the Gemara and Brachas on Aflamet Ches, a couple of Rambams, and a couple of hold on to these Mara Makomas with the Mogan Avraham and the Minchas Chinuch. We'll come back to it tomorrow.